It's Tuesday, June 18th, 2019, 5:01. This is the Finance and Audit Committee meeting. Standing.
Sarah Legion, lead us please. Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Director Wargo?
Here.
Director Israel?
Here.
We're first going to take a look at the balance sheet, which should be the fourth page. Fourth page in your financials. No, the double-sided, so make sure you count. Balance sheet, yes.
Yep, okay.
So we're going to look at line item 8 and line item 10, the district's combined cash with the Chase and the LAIF balance was at approximately $880,000 at the month end, for the end of May.
880?
What mm-hmm. line is that?
For line 8 and 10, combining the two. It was at approximately $880,000 at the month end. You turn to the second page of the balance sheet and look at line item 57. Mm-hmm. The district's total liabilities were approximately $1.138 million at month end. Liabilities are still a little higher, but we're closing that gap slowly but surely. Next, we'll turn back to the profit and loss report. So at the top, line item 4, commodity sales. This is the variable income from charges linked to the consumption of water. Year to date is trending slightly below budget at 84% due to lower consumption than anticipated. Remember, we did have a very wet year earlier this year, and even now it's not quite as hot as we're used to seeing. Right below that, line item 5, DHPO contract. This is the amount of the variable charge to DHPO, which is segregated until their contract expires. Year to date, they are also trending at 80% due to a lower consumption than anticipated. So they're obviously conserving water too and not using as much this year. Just below that, line item 19, interest income. Year to date is over budget due to higher interest rates than anticipated in the budget. We were able to transfer additional funds into LAIF, and LAIF is doing excellent right now in regards to the interest rate. So that's good news. Second page is a profit and loss report. Line item 44, generator services contractor. Year to date, it's over budget due to higher than expected maintenance costs for the Apache generator. It did need some unexpected servicing, and that's why that's high. Down just below halfway of the page, line item 63, supplies and equipment. Year to date is over budget due to bulk purchase of envelopes from CUSI, the district's billing system, and purchase of an ID maker machine. But I do have some news for you. Management ended up discussing it and deciding that the ID machine was more of a want at this time instead of a need. So we returned it and we received a refund. We just deposited that refund check. So
okay.
When this report was generated, that was part. It was about $1,000. So it's not a ton, but it's a chunk of change. So. Just below that, line item 64, copier lease and printing supplies. Year to date is over budget due to a bulk purchase of door tags in April for just under $2,000. Those door tags, though, I think they were either yellow or red tags, I can't remember, but they will last us quite a while. Okay, next page. Line 93, tractor expenses. We touched this last month. Year to date is over budget due to a, I'm rounding, $2,000 invoice for power plan for tractor grease fitting maintenance and a $4,500 invoice for service on the backhoe. Typically, our tractor expenses aren't that high, but because we've been doing backhoe training with our guys, a lot of additional, you know, items were found that needed to be repaired or fixed, or the tractor had some work to do to be done on it. Okay, just below that, line item 95, service trucks. Year to date is at 100% due to more vehicle repairs than anticipated. Notable repairs include replacement of the transfer switch actuator on the 2010 Tundra and replacement of a four-wheel drive actuator on the 2009 Tundra. Line item 96, water ops, phone and internet. Year to date is over budget due to increased phone bills for field workers on call phones. We also discussed this briefly last month, but we ended up purchasing some very inexpensive flip phones for our field crew to use, since they can't use their personal phones for work-related items. Down a little bit, line item 109, Main Street improvement, the ice house improvements. Year-to-date expenditures include invoices from Warren Duncan Contracting relating to demolition for the Main Street project. Now you'll see we budgeted for $60,000 on this property. We've only spent about $30,000. The other $30,000 that we budgeted for was for the fence. Realistically, I don't foresee us having that fence built this fiscal year. It'll probably be the next fiscal year, which starts
this
July.
This fiscal year is like almost over.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
It ends, what, the
June 30th?
It's a big chunk.
What was that?
It's a big chunk.
Mm-hmm. It is a big chunk. But we are anticipating that fence going up soon. I just don't have a date yet.
And that's going to be in that $30,000 range, or is it going to be more?
It's going to be about that $30,000 range. We have to get a requote or a rebid on it.
Okay.
Hopefully it would be nice, and thinking optimistically, he doesn't raise the rates, but we'll see. Last, line 118, net income and loss. As of May 31st, the fiscal year-to-date net loss is at $145,500. It's at a loss.
Yeah.
So we budgeted a loss of $132,000, so we're just above that.
Well, you kind of aren't, though, because we paid the debt service, and so you're at 100% of debt service. And so that's skewing that percentage. If I took that off, you'd probably be closer to like 95% of the budget as opposed to 110%. Mm-hmm. So it kind of skews the results just a little bit.
And what is debt service?
The debt service of the $38,000 and the a total of $117,000.
Okay. And remember, these are May's reports, so next month when we get June's reports, that's when we'll see, okay, this is how the fiscal year ended. Okay, any questions?
And this is for the new budget?
Yes.
Are we going over that?
Is it been modified in any way?
No, it's the same one that you saw.
No, the budget has changed.
But not from their comments. Like, whatever they commented on, wasn't it kept the same?
I don't know. I'll just tell you what has changed.
Do I have a copy of that?
It should be in the back of your financials.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
The bottom line improved by $14,800. So that's the good news. Let's start there.
Okay.
And that's despite the fact that we lowered revenue projections just a little because our May numbers came in lower than we expected, and we based those projections based on what happened this fiscal year. The big increases, the main increases, was the utilities for the wells. We decreased that by $5,200 because we overestimated based on when the May bill came in this year. It was a little too high. Correspondingly, we had a little bit lower revenue as well. Engineering services, we talked about in the meeting splitting it out. That would be line 46. So we talked about at the last meeting, I believe, adding the line item separately for grant writing. And so that's right below it. And we pulled that out of the engineering budget.
That's the 10,000, right?
So it had more visibility, yes. And then we had several expenses that were a little lower than projected, so together that helped to improve the bottom line. And this was a combination of a bunch of them, less than 500 each. But it is based on projections, and we were projecting a little bit too high, and we didn't want to do that. So it did improve the bottom line by about $15,000. Any questions?
At the end of this year, we'll be in the green, we'll actually have, whereas like this year we're still negative on our debts, next year we'll be actually at a gain.
You're talking about column B?
117, yeah.
So this doesn't include depreciation, by the way. So yes, we are in the positive.
But this year, we're still at a negative, right?
This year, when you get the financials,
like if I'm looking
and maybe I shouldn't do this, so, and direct me to change this, I will change this starting in June. We include depreciation expense in your monthly financials, but we don't include it in the budget because it's not a cash basis item. So it would be more reflective of the budget to go ahead and In this budget going forward, I pulled out depreciation expense.
Like, well, if I'm looking
for the first time,
if I'm looking at our profit and loss in line like 118, is that a direct correlation? If I'm looking at the proposed budget for line 118 or line 117, can I compare those two? Like, this is how we ended this
year.
You
can't, because in the financials, we've always budgeted and included row 104. Look at the monthly financials. See row 104.
Mm-hmm.
That's depreciation, and that's a non-cash item. For this budget and for reporting going forward, we were going to pull depreciation out because that's not a real expense. It's a non-cash expense, and what you're really trying to do is see what is your bottom line. I mean, how much do you project you're going to increase or decrease cash? So it's a change in format.
So,
the budget, and then the future reporting, you'll see depreciation expense at the end of the year with the audit, but this, in fact, does skew the monthly financials a little bit because you have depreciation expense in there, but if you add that depreciation expense back, that 244, and you add it back to the 144, it shows you about $100,000 ahead.
So it's $100,000 positive, not 144.
That's correct.
Negative.
Yes.
That's what I'd like to see, is something like apples to apples. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes, no, I do. So you could add that back, and we...
Because then that would mean we're finally in the green, right?
You definitely are. I mean, it's, you can evidence that, but I think when I started, I believe your cash balances were around 350 altogether, and you're at 850.
Can we add that back in right now, and then can we bring that up at the board meeting? So, I mean, right now we all understand this, but I'd like everybody, especially I think we might have pitchforks and torches here. So
I know, right?
I'm not sure yet.
So
maybe
for the budget or for something else?
No, for something else.
For something else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What but might be better, and I can do it either way, but is to adjust the May financials to take out the the depreciation, so we do have an apples and apples.
What are your thoughts? Take it out of this one or add it into this one? I just want them to see, I want them to see the bottom line and the bottom, that
because
we're finally,
then
with
I'd
this
like
budget,
to,
we're finally doing good.
Then I'd like to take it out of May because
yeah, I would take
if
out
I,
of May.
If I,
that
if
way
I
they can see that it's positive, not a negative.
Exactly. If I add the depreciation to the budget, it looks like you're adopting a negative budget.
Well, is that going to change it for the whole year, though? Is it going to skew the numbers for everything?
No,
else
not at all. I can do that very
okay.
easily.
Then that's fine. As long as it's the same, that we're looking at a comparison and a comparison.
Yeah.
Right.
Because especially if we're going to have people here, we can finally say, okay, now we're finally
sure. Yeah. Now, keep in mind the May amounts will be different than the projections. We didn't go back and update these projections because that would just never end. And we just closed May. So we didn't really have time to update those projections. So the amount's going to be different for the better or worse, but it's going to be close.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as we can get, like, maybe this one updated.
And we're going to go over the budget today in the meeting.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. Okay. Then I'm fine.
Yeah.
And what level of detail would you like to go over the budget? We had kind of planned on just talking about the changes.
I think we go chunk by chunk. Is my opinion, and then you know we say okay for this
for each total part.
Yeah, for each total part.
Total part.
So like the bold.
Every
yeah.
The,
yeah, like
every section.
The total operating income.
Total non-operating income.
Uh huh.
And just
okay.
The revenue.
Yeah.
In general, why they're different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if people have questions, we
sure.
can ask questions.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I kind of I'm assuming there's going to be pitchforks.
Okay. Could be not. Either way, I'd like to go over it that way.
That's
everything
good.
On the board. Are we...
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything else?
I'm good.
Okay, so I will get a new set of mays that are comparable.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, we're going to adjourn. How many checks do we got?
We're going to adjourn the meeting. It is 5:18. We're going to adjourn it to check signing.
Beautiful.